This Paul W. Smith Show podcast is brought to you by Mesa, for good health, good business, and great schools.
Red Wings Weekly on WJR, brought to you by Flagstar Bank, official partner of the Detroit Red Wings. By the University of Toledo, less than an hour away, and scholarships to cover out-of-state tuition. And by the Capitol Grill. You got to love the Capitol Grill. And you got to love Steve Courtney.
All right, Dub, thank you very much. The Detroit Red Wings have been idle since knocking off the Arizona Coyotes Saturday night 3-1. It all changes tonight as they skate in Pittsburgh against the Penguins. Lots of great stuff to talk about as it applies to our Red Wings Hockey Club. And to help us out, Mr. Chris Chelios. Chelly, how are you, sir?
Morning. Good. How are you?
Everything is great. We pick up this Red Wings team. They're in the midst of a 9-1 run. And there has been some discussion, Chelly, as you know. Jimmy Howard has healed from the groin, but it's going to be Peter Mrazek, the rookie, between the pipes, his 11th straight start. From a player's standpoint, Chris, do they weigh in on stuff like this, or is it just common to go with the hot hand?
Well, in the past, I've seen coaches do both. Howie had a great day of practice yesterday. I was down at the Joe. But like you said, Peter's riding a pretty good run. You know, and getting the opportunity with Howie's injury, showing what he can do. And then you got obviously Gustafson, who's, you know, hasn't had too many bad games as a Red Wing either. So it builds for good competition among the three of them. But like I said, it's great to see, you know, this year everybody's been healthy for the most part, and special teams with the improvement there. It's been a great year so far.
You know, I think earlier in the year when we had you on, Chris, the Red Wings power play was struggling early on. But right now, as they go into Pittsburgh, they have a league-best power play. As a matter of fact, they've converted in three straight games, and that certainly has a lot to do with their success.
Yeah, and like I said, we talked about special teams. Our penalty killings have been struggling over the past, you know, 3-4 years, actually. With the addition of the young guys, adding some speed, been a lot more aggressive. And I think having Tony Granato come in, just to, you know, a change and change up some things, has helped a ton. He's done a great job with the penalty killing. So, and as you mentioned, you can get a goal or two on the power play. It's just that much better for your team.
Thomas Tatar is certainly becoming a household name amongst NHL fans throughout this nation. Of course, Canada there, Chris. And also seeing some contributions from Sheehan and Glendening, and the list goes on. Is there a certain element of this Red Wings team that has surprised you, Chris, as this season has unfolded?
Well, the fact that we've got that much more depth, you know, everybody always talked about Hank and Pop, and, you know, a lot of times carrying the brunt of the load. And, you know, they're playing against the other team's top players also, which makes it some nights difficult for them. But when you can get guys like Tatar and Nyquist, and now Riley's found a little bit of an offensive touch in his game, it's just, like I said, the depth and the experience these kids are getting now with the opportunity last year with the injuries, and now just proving to everybody that they could just play and contribute.
Things are tightening up in the Atlantic Division. Needless to say, Tampa on top slightly. Then you've got another one of your former clubs, the Montreal Canadiens, in second right now. So as the rest of this season plays out, the jockeying for position is going to be really interesting.
Yeah, and I mean, you talk about that, but now after the past couple of years, what LA's done, an eighth seed winning the cup, you know, you want to get in there. Such a fine line between first place, eighth place. But yeah, it'd be great to build on that. I think we've got two or three games in hand on Tampa, which is great. But you look at who's at the bottom here fighting for that eighth spot. You got Boston, who nobody wants to probably see in the first round. So, you know, you just continue to keep improving, and you hit the playoffs, and hopefully you got that momentum and confidence to make a dent and go deep in the playoffs.
All right, Chelly, as always, thank you very much for the insight. We appreciate it, and we'll tap in again in the not-too-distant future.
Hall of Famer Chris Chelios on the line. I just wanted to ask real quick about the book, Made in America. How's that going?
I don't know. To be honest, the good thing is no one's ever been hard on it or critiqued it in a negative way. It's a simple book. I wanted to come across, you know, just basically to thank my friends, the people that helped me along my whole career. You know, it's nothing negative. That's kind of
that's good. It's a good book, my friend. And the greatest hockey player ever from Chicago, let's face it, you wanted to finish your career with the Blackhawks. They thought you were done. You said you would never play for the Red Wings, and look what happened. You come to Detroit, and you're an integral part of two Stanley Cup wins. That's got to be a great feeling, and it comes off nicely in the book.
Yeah, for sure. And like I said, I would have been lying to you. I kept my house in Chicago when I got traded to Detroit, thinking, okay, maybe I got another year or two left. And then, 10 years later, I'm, my home now, and, basically raised my kids here and still working with the organization, which, I've been lucky enough that the Ochos, Kenny Holland, and everybody kept me around, and I'm having a blast. And like I said, the book, it wasn't anything I thought I'd do, but one of your local Michigan guys, Kevin Allen, I've had all, the respect in the world for him over the past 30 years. I thought he did a great job. I'm not an author. I don't know why they keep calling me the author. It's Kevin.
It's only based on your life.
Right. But Kevin knows me. He's known me throughout my whole career. And it's his words, but, it's closest to how I would have said it. So pretty happy about it. Like I said, I hope everybody enjoys it.
Chris Chelios, Made in America by Chris and Kevin Allen, Triumph Press. And finally, folks, I have a chance to see you next week. I think it is the 21st of February. Oakland University Athletic Department hosting a special social event at the Royal Park Hotel. And you will be featured keynote speaker, Chris.
Yeah, I don't do a lot of the public speaking. I'm more of a Q&A kind of guy. But I'm looking forward to it. I think Sergei Fedorov's being inducted to the Michigan Hall of Fame tomorrow night, which I'm looking forward to. I haven't seen Sergei for a long time, so I'm pretty excited about that. There'll be a few of us in attendance. But, yeah, next week's going to be a different experience, having to get up there and talk for 20, 25 minutes. So I'm looking forward to it.
You'll do just great.
Yeah.
I'm sure you got enough material for a tell-all book. I'd like to hear some of those stories next time.
We're out of time.
No, I kept it PG-13 for a reason, so it's all good. Thanks.
All right, Chris. Tell-all book.
Paul W. Smith breaks business news weekday mornings. Catch him live weekdays 5:30 to 9 on 760 AM. And streaming on WJR.com.